I just want to pick up on a couple of things as a traditional owner, all right? Because you spoke about, different speakers spoke about the areas between Noosa and Maroochydore and, you know, the Sunshine Coast. Now, that's part of the Undumbi tribal group within the Cubby Cubby Nation, okay? But what I wanted to pick up on is different speakers spoke about disconnected to from country, all right? And that Noosa was the jewel of the crown, okay? One thing that I sort of share and talk about is being disconnected from country, whether you're a First Nation person, and I'd like to include nature in it as well, whether it's a tree, whether it's a plant, or whether it's Mother Earth itself. But if a plant is loses its identity, then it slowly drops off or dies. You still there?
Yes, we're listening. Yep.
Right, and this is a problem with nature itself today, that a lot of our cultural identity has dropped off. You know, we spoke about cool burns and hot burns. You know, those things were part of our cultural lifestyle and living, which brought on, whether it's rains or the rain from heaven, or whether it's regrowing plants, trees, because the way I see trees, if you turn the tree upside down, you'll see the roots all connected.
Yeah.
And they all talk to one another, right?
Yeah.
And that's the same thing in our culture. What I've learned from the old people is that we're all connected, but if we lose that identity from one area not being recognized, then we'll slowly die off.
Yeah, that's very powerful. There's a couple of people writing comments in the column saying, thank you, Uncle. I think that's a really important message.
Right. The other thing I wanted to bring up is about, I don't know whether people saw my, I did an interview, Ted O'Brien sort of wrote me into it. And the First Nation people, the applicants of the First Nation people, and Kerry Jones was part of that, had got me to come and speak to Ted O'Brien in the media some months ago about all these fires that were happening throughout our country. And I spoke about that we need to go back and recognise the First Nation people's cultural knowledge of the land. And fire yeah. and burning is part of that. And I come back to the fact that what I said a minute ago, because that's not being acknowledged in our country, then that part of our identity is being lost.
Yep.
And if that part of our identity as a First Nation person is being lost, then nature itself, the plant, the trees, or whatever it might go with it, whether it's the rivers, whether it's the creeks or overflows or mountains or things that we acknowledge and recognize from day dot, will slowly die off because their identity has been taken away from them through these cultural activities.
Yeah, thank you. And there's another comment here, totally agree, identity is being lost. So lots of people agreeing with you there, Uncle.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Need to come back to that.
Yep.
But one thing I wanted to pick up, I think Susie Chapman said it. Sorry, Sue, I picked up on it, but I didn't have an opportunity to ask you. But the consultation with the general community, is that including First Nation people as well, or just the community itself?
Actually, I think Susie had to jump off. Was that question to Susie?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, that's all right. If you can ask her that, because I would like to see the First Nation people have their input. And, you know, I don't care whether you're a professor in a university
yep.
or a high court judge. You know, if we don't have our input into the lifestyle of whether it's the environment or whether it's their everyday living, then once again, we've lost our identity.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, we agree.
I'll probably share.
I'll leave you with that.
Luckily.
Very good. Look, we might wrap up. And as okay. I said, sorry, did you want to say something else, Uncle Tice?
No. I just like to say, Ilanyi, which is our tribal way of saying, we will see you soon.
Can you say it again, Uncle Tice?
No, because you're recording me.
We've been staring each other up there on text messages all arvo, so no, you won't. I'm just slow on the uptake, matey. I want to hear that word again.
Oh, but you better turn your hearing aid up.
I think I need to, eh? Look, thank you so much for joining us. I'm so happy you were able to stay with us all arvo and listen and share.
Oh, man.
And next
like
time
I said,
we'll
I was
do it in person. We'll all be there together. We'll see you instead of being on the phone.
Please.
Thank you, right. Don. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, everyone. I think it might be time to wrap it up. If you've got any burning questions for each other, this is the beginning, not the end. And I guess I also just want to say for all of the amazing hard work that everyone out there is up to through all your various groups and organizations, as an absolute nature freak, I thank you. I guess I am a biophiliac. I like to think of myself as a tree hugger. That's why we all put so much energy in Ayla into the things that that you're doing and sharing those stories. So have a lovely, lovely evening. I'm off for a gin and tonic and to pass out on the bed. So I hope that you all have a lovely evening and look forward to seeing you all very soon.